If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who on earth could possibly be ready to beat Mix? I know Murphy from Seattle is. Murphy, are you there?
I am.
Murphy, were you by any chance listening to the men's room yesterday at 5:40 for that cheat sheet?
I was not.
Well, it's an even
that's
playing
right.
field.
That's right. A man of integrity.
Steve, on that note, get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those who are playing along at home, Murphy is going to have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I guess.
What does the R stand for in NASCAR?
Say that again?
What does the R in NASCAR stand for?
Racing.
Correct. What color is soapstone when it is first mined?
White.
No.
Green.
No.
Blue.
Yes. What U.S. president declared war on Japan in World War II?
FDR.
Yes. What 1960s invention was originally called the pleasure pit?
Repeat that.
What 1960s invention was originally called the pleasure pit?
Pass.
How many flavors does Dr. Pepper claim to use?
23.
Correct. Who is the frontman of Tool?
Maynard.
Yes. In a sequel to Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle, where do they escape from?
Guantanamo Bay.
Correct. The star Polaris is more commonly known by what name?
Pass.
In what decade was the eyewear Ray-Ban founded?
60s.
No. But you know what, Murphy? You still did very well. You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 correct using my handy abacus to make certain that I have counted the right number of correct answers. How are we feeling, Murph?
Not bad.
Well, here comes your competitor, Mr. Steve Miggs.
Yes.
Back in action. But are you ready, Steve?
Yes, I'm sure, bitch.
What does the R in NASCAR stand for?
Racing?
Yes. All what right. color is soapstone when it is first mined?
Pink.
No.
Black.
No.
Red.
No. What U.S. president declared war on Japan in World War II?
Is that Eisenhower?
No.
Roosevelt.
Yes. What 1960s invention was originally called the pleasure pit?
Excuse me?
What 1960s invention was originally called the pleasure pit?
Was it some kind of a massager, like a chair massage?
No.
I don't know. Pleasure pit. A ball pit?
No.
A beanbag?
No. How many flavors does Dr. Pepper claim to use?
69.
No.
I don't know. 31?
No.
42?
No. Who is the front man of Tool?
Maynard James Keenan.
Correct. In the sequel to Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle, where do they escape from?
Guantanamo Bay.
That is right. The star Polaris is more commonly known by what name?
The North Star.
That is correct. In what decade was the eyewear brand Ray-Ban founded?
70s.
No.
60s.
No.
50s.
No.
Damn it.
Steve Miggs.
Yes.
You got 5 correct, which is a loss. 6-5. Oh, congratulations, yeah. Murphy.
Nice job, Murph.
My man.
Thank you.
Steve, you got wrong.
Was it Franklin or Theodore?
It was Franklin. I was being loose on the Jeopardy rules there.
I got you, because I was going to lean towards Franklin anyway. So it wasn't fun.
And the color of soapstone when it is first mined is blue.
Blue.
Let's see, the pleasure pit, the waterbed.
Did you ever have a waterbed?
No, but my best friend did, Steve, and it was awesome.
Was it?
It was awesome. We loved it.
I've never been able to lay in a waterbed, and I don't think they're available anymore.
I don't think they are either.
For good reason.
Murphy knew that there are 23 flavors in Dr. Pepper,
okay.
And neither of you got correct what decade Ray-Ban was founded. It was the
1930s.
Yeah, old school shades, baby.
Well, Murphy should go to KSW.com and get himself an I Beat Migs t-shirt, because he did beat Migs.
The Daily Migs Show.
Jeff Bezos was hacked, kind of.
Yeah.
And there is more to the story than you know, as it apparently will affect our show. We're going to tell you how after Evanescence. Several crosswalks in Seattle were hacked yesterday, Steve.
I saw that.
I wanted to go see if I could find one. I did not make that
just
happen.
Just walk around the streets of Seattle hitting buttons to see. Because so said the crosswalks where they have the button where you could, like, you know, kind of like say, hey, someone's waiting at the crosswalk.
Yes.
And you hit it. And usually it'll say something for the vision impaired.
It'll say, wait.
Wait. That's wait. What they say. Okay, yes.
It was a fake audio message saying that it was Jeff Bezos, and there was some talk about proposing a wealth tax and referencing some high-profile murder case.
That Luigi guy.
Yes, and it was very weird. Check it out.
Hi, I'm Jeff Bezos. This crosswalk is sponsored by Amazon Prime with an important message. You know, please don't tax the rich. Otherwise, all the other billionaires will move to Florida, too. Wouldn't it be terrible if all the rich people left Seattle or got Luigi'd and... Hi, I'm Jeff Bezos.
Okay.
This crosswalk is sponsored by Amazon Prime with an...
And it says something here.
Wouldn't it be terrible if all the rich people left Seattle or got Luigi'd and then normal people could afford to live here again?
Jeffrey Bezos. It has its own jingle.
I kind of like the song.
To be honest with you, I forgot that that guy's name was Luigi. When it said Luigi'd, I'm like, is that some kind of a... some kind of a saying that goes on with, like, Luigi from Super Mario Brothers.
Of course.
And apparently there was, like, a thing called being Luigi'd when, like, you know, if you were so bad at a game, it would make it easier for you, and that meant that you got Luigi'd.
Ouch.
Which is kind of funny.
That is.
But apparently those weren't the only messages that this Jeff Bezos guy left on the crosswalks. Did you hear the other ones?
No.
Hi, Jeff Bezos again. Still better than you. Before you cross the street, a quick public service announcement. If you see someone trying to milk a cow or name their chickens after classic rock albums, that's just Taryn Daly, Stanwood's favorite wannabe farmer. She thinks she's off the grid while Instagramming her wood chips and doing goat yoga on a yoga mat she ordered from, you guessed it, Amazon.com. She listens to Russian Primus unironically, like that's a personality. Newsflash, it's not. That's not taste. That's a cry for help with a baseline. Her kid is 5 and already sick of her. He's like, Mom, please stop making me clean up after the goats. I just want Lunchables and an iPad. Anyway, enjoy crossing, unless Taryn's nearby trying to sell you her eggs.
Those were very elaborate.
I can't believe that.
I can't believe that either.
Oh, apparently there was another one he left as well.
Really?
Hi, it's me again. The bald king of commerce, Jeff Bezos. You see, Seattle can only have one bald guy in the spotlight, and it's me, not Steve Miggs. You think a few push-ups and a singlet makes you a big deal? Please. I make packages cooler than you. And if charisma was taxable, you'd still owe nothing. I built an empire, you built an Instagram following, and a protein fart problem.
That's true.
When people see my bald head, they think power. When they see yours, they think... that guy's definitely about to ask me to rate his podcast. Again, enjoy crossing the street and stay in your lane, Migs. Preferably the one with less foot traffic.
Jeff guy's a real douche.
The Daily Migs Show.
Katy Perry did yet another interview where she was chatting about her time in space, all 10 minutes of that time. Many people have very not so nice things to say about Katy, and it's amazing. So we're going to go straight to the comments at 8:20.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
Katy Perry is a great source of entertainment right now.
It's insane.
She was just on Good Morning America talking about her time in space.
On the space dong.
10 long minutes on the space dong. And how this Blue Origin all-female wealthy women go to space crew can affect change. Here's some of the audio.
I hope they can see the unity.
Okay, I'm already done.
Out.
Come on, Katy.
That we modeled and replicate that and understand that we weren't just taking up space, we were making space.
I wouldn't say I was a fan of Katy Perry, but I didn't. I enjoyed some of her songs.
Can you name one?
Yeah, the firecracker one, right? Firework.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking the Eye of the Tiger. Or is it just called Tiger? Eye of the Tiger is the...
Roar!
Oh, Roar! Sorry.
For the future, like Gail said, this wasn't a ride. Wasn't a destination. It was a journey, and it was a supernatural one.
She's trying too hard to be deep.
I feel like I'm on a journey right now to hell.
My journey has always been about love and belonging, and I think that we have all felt that sometimes we weren't worthy or we didn't belong, and I think today we all said it, like, we belong here. Mm-hmm. You'll never know the...
Can she go back to kissing a girl and liking it?
I would prefer that version of Katy Perry, for sure.
She keeps going.
The amount of love that you have inside of you to give and to receive until the day you launch. Because you're leaving all the love behind and you're surrendering.
For 10 minutes!
Chill out, Katy.
For 10 freaking minutes, lady.
Way too hard.
And you're hoping that you get another chance to love them again. And so when you come back down, you're like, oh, I get another chance and I'm going to do it.
Oh, my God. Now I'm crying. Okay.
Yeah, we're crying.
I'm crying, too. I'm crying for this to end.
For help.
This is insane.
Well, many people, of course, had opinions on this. And some not so nice things to say about Katie when she was unveiling all of these big revelations to us. So let's go straight to the comments.
We figured who better to read these comments than, you know, a fellow female singing sensation, Miley Cyrus.
Oh, great.
So robot Miley Cyrus, also who has maybe enjoyed a couple of hallucinogenics in her life and has probably had ridiculous conversations like this one.
I feel super connected to love.
Back in those days. Are you ready for the first comment as read to us by robot Miley Cyrus?
Let's go.
This bitch rode in a spaceship that looks like a cock and balls and all of a sudden thinks she's now the Dalai Lama.
Yes. Absolutely. I think that comment right there just nailed it.
Just so enlightened.
I'm so enlightened. I just spent millions of dollars to go on a spaceship, go to space for a half a second, come right back down and talk about how my life has changed.
She's got so much love to give now.
Please shut the f*** up.
People are just savages on the comments.
I swear I'm not high enough to sit through this, and I'm super stoned right now.
Okay. I mean, that's really saying something. If you're stoned and you can't connect to that.
Have you ever been in those situations where you're with somebody back in my festival days and someone's just talking, almost sounding like Katy Perry, and I'm like, yo, I'm too high for this.
Like, we got to cut it.
I got to go. This is too much, even for me. And I just humped a speaker because I was so high. So this is, you need to shut up, buddy.
I remember the first time I did acid too, Katie. I also said a bunch of stupid shit.
Yeah, been there.
Yeah.
I spent several hours staring at rocks because I thought they had heartbeats.
Listening to this made me want to run into a wall full speed.
Honestly, that sounds like more fun than listening to Katy Perry speak.
One more comment?
Yeah, let's hear it.
I feel like if South Park had made an episode about Katy Perry going to space, this is exactly the speech they'd have had her make.
Now, all that being said, like, I can understand that, like, it had, like, an impact on you.
Sure.
I mean, there's been a lot of things in my life where I'm like, man, that was heavy. But, like, how she just goes on and on about it and is just trying, like, the first comment maybe said not so eloquently, but she is trying to sound like she's, like, some new, like, philosophical human being, like the Dalai Lama.
Just go do some ayahuasca somewhere, Katie, you know?
Oh, my gosh. But it's like Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers, like, he did what, DMT, he did ayahuasca, he locked himself into a dark room for a few hours or maybe a few days or whatever it was, and then, like, it's like, yeah, guy, like a lot of us who have touched hallucinogenics, I remember that first time and you think like you've tapped into something that nobody else understands and you want to let the world know, but you're also a freaking adult. You got to stop doing that.
That is absolutely right.
And that's kind of what Katie felt like.
Rockaholics, a flight made an emergency landing after an encounter with a bunny. The passenger's reaction is crazy. We're going to let you hear it during What's Trending after Breaking Benjamin. Many rockaholics are just getting the day started, and it's kind of fun to have some pop culture info in your pocket when you go out into the world.
What I call it, like water cooler talk.
Yeah, but there's so much going on that we are going to help out by sifting through it all and telling you what's trending.
What's trending on the Daily Mix Show? What's trending? Let's go. Let's go.
A flight made an emergency landing after having an encounter with a bunny. We're going to tell you what happened there in a couple minutes. But first, Time Magazine has released its 2025 list of the 100 most influential people, featuring folks like Steve Miggs.
Okay.
Ed Sheeran.
Well, who am I influencing?
Ed
to make
Sheeran,
bad decisions. Okay.
Demi Moore.
Okay.
Kristen Bell.
I mean, are any of these influencing you? I mean,
I have not been influenced by them. President Donald Trump.
Okay.
They put categories out for these people like artists, icons, leaders, titans, pioneers, innovators.
Do you remember the last time you've been influenced by a celebrity to do whatever it may be?
No. No, no, not really.
There's a guy who I follow like on Instagram who's like, you know, a great fitness and wrestling guy, Cesar is his name, and he shared like one of those, the ninja like it makes ice cream, that machine.
Oh.
I can't remember what exactly. Like the creamer. This is not like the Ninja creamer. Well, anyways, I was like, this looks amazing. This was months ago. We saw it at Costco. And I was like, man, we have a couple extra dollars we've been saving. I was like, let's buy it. It was like under 100. It was like 150 bucks or something along those lines. I was like, this is awesome. And we got it. Ask me how many times we've used it.
How many times have you used it?
Zero.
Not even once.
And we have had multiple conversations. Like, we need to, because the problem with that thing is that you have to, like, put something in the freezer. It's like, you can't just make something. I mean, you could, but the things that we want to make with it, you have to, like, prep ahead of time and, like, and at least give yourself a good 24 hours before you can, like, make what you want to make. And whenever we think of it, we're just like, oh, maybe tomorrow we do it. And we've been saying that now for a few months.
I think that you should have a maiden voyage soon and then invite us over for an ice cream social.
Okay, let's do it.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. It's going to be great.
It's going to be so awesome.
All right, so we just got off of a plane. And when we were coming back from Hawaii, there was a moment where even you always know you're about to hit something gnarly when the captain gets on to tell everyone, hey, we're about to experience some turbulence, which freaks my wife out. So she, all of a sudden we start getting some pretty gnarly turbulence and she's like having almost like a meltdown,
Aww.
You know, trying to keep it cool. But she's like, I'm panicking. I look over at Tatum and Tatum's going like, wee, because she thinks it's like a roller coaster. I'm like, that's the spirit. Let's keep that way. But there was a flight on United Airlines in Denver. They had to make an emergency landing because a rabbit, of all things, well, it's perfect for Easter, somehow made it inside one of the engines and caused a malfunction. The engine ended up shooting out flames. Luckily, there was nobody that was hurt.
What about the bunny?
I don't know if anyone enjoyed it as a meal. I can't imagine that the bunny's okay.
I can't imagine that either.
But anyways, here's audio of the passengers when they first started seeing. Could you imagine being on a plane and you see flames coming out of the engine or out of the wings or whatever?
Get me off of this flight now.
I mean, that's an adrenaline rush right there.
The airlines are just having a rough go this year.
Dude, I was even talking to someone recently and they were just like, oh, yeah, I have a trip planned, but I'm nervous to fly. And I'm like, are you usually nervous to fly? And they said, no, it's just because of everything that's been going on. Luckily, we haven't had that many stories recently.
Yeah.
But for a moment, it was just like, it felt like every day there was a story about some issues with planes.
Ugh. Well, this is a scary story from the world of sports. It was during yesterday's Mets-Cardinals game. A foul ball was a line drive to first base umpire Hunter Wendelstedt's head.
Hey.
This is the play-by-play.
He shoots that one off Hunter Wendelstedt, and he goes down. Oh, my.
Did it get him in the head?
I think it...
Did it get him in the head?
Oh.
Did it get him in the head?
I think it did. Got him right in the back of the head. We were just talking the other day about how the base coaches wear helmets and that the base umpires should wear them as well. And Hunter Wendelstedt took a direct shot.
I got to imagine that he'll be wearing a helmet. And if they would let him, right?
Yeah, and it sounds like he was okay. He got up okay. And, you know, they assisted him off the field. But I remember when I was working for the Everett Aqua Sox a billion years ago in high school, I got hit by a foul ball in the, like, upper back,
mm-hmm.
and it knocked the wind out of me. That's the last time I've had the wind knocked out of me. It hurt so bad, and it rattled me to my core.
Especially, and so you didn't see it coming.
No!
So you're just kind of existing. You hear the crack yep. of the bat. And not realizing down. It's coming right at you.
And we were doing promotions on the field, so my back was turned and play had resumed, and it was brutal.
Did it leave a mark?
Yes. You could actually see like just like a little bit of lace indentation. It was so fantastic from that perspective.
I'm glad you said that because I was like, this is going to be a stupid question, but did it leave the little lace
yes. indent?
So that's awesome. Not awesome anymore. You're okay, so it is awesome.
Look, I'm a well-adjusted adult these days.
That's fantastic. Did you hear about this issue in Florida where the cops pulled over a vehicle that was flying down the road at 105 miles per hour in a 45 mile per hour zone? Turns out the reason why, the bride was the passenger and she was late for her own wedding.
No.
So the cop issued her a ticket or issued the driver a ticket because she wasn't the one driving. And here's audio from the body cam.
Whose wedding is it?
It's mine.
What time is it?
It's 2:30.
Where at?
In Stewart in the Charlotte.
Hey, you're already late.
I love this cop. You're already late. Why are you riding?
We're trying to get here.
Just give me a minute. I'll let you take her. But I'm going to give you a court date. It's a mandatory court appearance.
Thank you.
All right.
Don't you think as the bride, though, you kind of get a pass on being late? You know what I mean? Like, do you have to speed? The wedding starts when you get there.
I mean, of course you don't want to be that person, but I would never think, well, it's 3 o'clock. Where the hell? This wedding needs to start right now. Yeah, you don't start until the bride shows up. So of anyone that could be late, it's her.
Yes. I mean, you could speed a little bit, but you don't need to double the speed limit by any means.
Now, in the story, they don't say whether or not there was the groom driving. So I was like, of course, my stupid brain goes plot twist. It's another man.
The Daily Mix Show.
Rockaholics, if you would like to beat Steve, call up now. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 850.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.